the Citizen's Guide to the Supernormal.
And now for a segment I like to call, Jordan tells us about weird fucking shit that happens in the world. Jordan?
I think we need to come up with a better name for this segment. Just
it's a work in progress.
Yeah, right.
Rolls off the tongue, though.
Yeah, no, kind of.
Stories you can poop to.
Definitely not a story I would share at the water cooler at work, I guess.
I believe it's pronounced water bubbler.
Got it.
Bubbler.
Cooler. Bubbler.
Bubbler.
If you're from
That's an old-timey mass term. Nobody says that shit anymore. It's up there with dungarees and pocketbook.
Sex robot brothel fundraiser falls flat after earning just 1% of its 123,000-pound target. So I guess there's a little bit of humanity here. When I first read this headline, I thought it was after only earning 1% or falling 1% short of its target, which would have made me really sad because that means that it would have only missed its target by like $2,500. But I only earned $2,500. So I think there's like a little bit of redemption here for the world. People don't want to fuck robots yet.
It was just one rich guy who just really wanted to bang a robot because he could.
Maybe. Or a bunch of poor guys who were like, here, let me throw in $5 because, you know, robots. Anyway, the sex robot brothel was set to go down in history, has flopped after failing to reach its 155,000, that's American, fundraising target. The founder, Unicole Unicron.
Isn't it?
Unicole Unicron has envisioned...
Wait, her name is Unicole? She's like pot unicorn, pot Nicole.
It's Unicole Unicron. Anyway, has envisioned Eve's robot dreams would be the first consent-focused robot brothel in the world.
Just to be 100% clear, it's a robot, right?
Yeah.
So how does it fucking consent? What are you going to pay it in nuts and oil?
Need input.
Nuts.
Give input.
So,
I never thought that would be uttered in a sexual manner, but here we are.
Jenny Five is alive!
So,
Jenny Five.
Her campaign for the venture accumulated just $2,600. $2,659.
Right now, there's one guy in a basement somewhere crying himself to sleep.
That was his life savings in mom's basement.
Totally his fucking life savings.
I'm gonna get a free ride, you!
He was totally fucking hoping for Westworld.
The brothel was aimed at those who have wild fantasies, want to explore without cheating, and are interested in taking their relationship with technology deeper, quote unquote.
Harder.
And for one punter who coughed up $10,000 for the campaign, there was the opportunity to fly to LA for the opening and be the first person to take one of these dolls on a private and public date.
A public date.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a picture of this fucking moron? I swear to God, if he has a vape rig and he's wearing a fedora, I'm going to fucking fly out there and kill myself.
Unicole Unicron is a woman, right? So if one person wanted to donate $10,000, they get the first ride.
Wait, which one of
on
those
On Unicole
is the robot?
Unicron yeah, or right. the fucking robot?
On the robot.
Well, she's hot. The robot's fucking weird looking.
Right. The robot looks kind of like a man in drag.
So somebody's super excited about taking the virginity of a fucking robot that can't consent to your weird, gross, sad, pathetic,
no, but they would give consent,
vaping
as
bona.
Previously mentioned. So she describes herself as a cult leader, this Unicole. Unicole. To have sex with one of the $11,000 robots and to get to know her personality in a private curtain booth would have set customers back only $122. Not a bad price. Not a bad price.
Not a bad price for fucking the upgrade of Windows 95.
Right. Unicole describes herself as a cult leader. Previously insisted that the brothel... She previously insisted the brothel would be respecting to robot rights and was keen to do so to avoid robot rebellion in the future.
Oh my fucking God.
Staff would have been paid a living wage, and she was keen to work with authorities in
what
LA
exactly
County
is a living wage for a robot? How many megawatts does that come in at?
Gigawatts.
Maybe she's mom from Futurama. Gigawatts. Do you think she ends up becoming mom from Futurama?
It's possible. It's possible.
The robot... the robot dolls are based on real doll Harmony X and would have modifications, quote unquote. Guests would be offered the opportunity to spend time with their favorite robot in a private room, but also be invited to build a relationship with their robo sex friend using a smartphone app.
Wait, just a point of contention here, and might change my opinion on the story, so tread lightly. Do their vaginas vibrate?
I haven't got that down that far. Maynard, you own a sex shop, the Real Doll.
Maynard, while you're looking that up, I'm just going to try to find the password to my bank account.
So the campaign...
I just want to know if they made one with three boobs like the chicken Total Recall.
That would be phenomenal. The
I
campaign
think they should be one in the back.
The campaign claimed the brothel might be suitable for those who aren't comfortable with human interaction. This is the reason they're living in their parents' basement, I would assume. And also have benefits for people with autism. So she's looking to help the community.
So, hold on. I will say this. As hilariously fucking disgusting as this story is, because God knows how they clean those things out. It would be good for people who had, like, disabilities that would preclude them from normal dating relationships. Right? So, I mean, it wouldn't be a terrible thing for this fucking robot brothel to exist.
So, here's the answer to your question on the vibrating vaginas. Everyone would have been expected to purchase their own insert, which they must place in their choice of robot orifice, including vaginal and anal.
Is it vaginal and anal if it's a robot, or is it just input?
Now that the fundraising campaign has come to an end, it's not clear if Unicole will pursue other avenues to raise the cash for the brothel. This all courtesy of mirror.co.uk and finding us weird fucking news from around the world.
It truly was weird news about fucking. So it wasn't a necessarily bad title, now that I think about it.
I'm just more interested in who's going to, like, do you get, like, do you put your name on the frequent comers card?
You know, like, remember when you could go into those bars and if you tried all the beers, you got your own special glass?
Or, like, a mug? Yeah, like,
do you get, like, your own special chromed out vagina?
You get your own, like, little cubby with a name on it, and then you've got your anal or vaginal orifice there?
I don't know that that's a wall of fame you want to be on. But I will say, as I said before, this is not a bad thing for people who have serious problems and have, like, severe social anxiety. Like, I don't know, sometimes you just need to get the first one out of the way, you know what I mean?
And then just never talk about it.
I'm not totally against this idea. I think, for the most part, I'm against this idea for people who are just, like, super fucking lazy and want to bang their toaster.
It's nice and warm. You know, it's a friend.
And it's another hole you don't want to stick a
fork in. You're just going to clean the crumb trap in the bottom afterwards.
Just a paper towel on a butternut.
Listen, which one of us hasn't warmed up a bagel?
Fucking shit. All okay. Right. Well, welcome back to the Citizen's Guide to the Supernormal. This is a podcast dedicated to the weird, unexplained, and all things sticky, stupid, and uncomfortable. Like being stuck next to a vigorous public masturbator on a crowded subway car. This takes on a whole new meaning now that I know what today's news and fucking was. My name is Sarge. With me, as always, is Maynard. Joining us again tonight is our dedicated producer, Jordan, who is not as so much dedicated as he is trying to get away from sick children. And hey, we're all on Twitter still. Forever. I am Bastard Prophet. Maynard is at Maynard Rules, and Jordan is at CG Super Jordan. You can follow the show at C_G_Supernormal. If you would like to contact the show and tell us how fucking cool we are, you can email us at citizensguidepodcast@gmail.com. This is also a good spot for you to give us show notes if you want us to do a special show or request a topic or something like that. We've already gotten one request, and that one request is actually going to be in the show tonight. So
answered
we do
tonight.
Listen to you. I don't think it'll be answered, but we're going to talk about it. We're hosted by Branded Sports at thebrandedsports.com, where you can get exclusive Citizens Guide t-shirts. They're only $20. And profits go to support the show and support Branded Sports. You can follow Branded Sports on Twitter at branded_sports.com. That's not correct. At branded_sports. So you can see our very own CEO, Joe, wearing not creepy at all two-person sweater.
It's a disturbing two-person Christmas sweater, if I have to say.
It's just like the Dutch rudder of clothing.
It's like if you wanted to ride a tandem bicycle and then we're like, fuck it, let's get a Christmas sweater instead.
Also, it's a little late by the time this episode comes out, but happy birthday, boss man.
Also, Joe, don't kick us off because we made fun of your creepy sweater.
This was a mistake to even bring it up. Finally, if you like the episode, please give us a review on iTunes so that other people won't be afraid to listen to us. And if you really like the show, you can support us at patreon.com/SargeTheDestroyer. Speaking of patrons, we have a few people we'd like to thank. Michael, Crockett, Todd, Kevin, Kimberly, Shannon, Allison, and Michael writes, your subscriptions will help us invest in our show. Because believe it or not, as we had mentioned before in our last episode, we need better fucking equipment.
Maynard almost kicked his over tonight.
Okay. Now that all that nonsense is out of the way.
That was the last show.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was the last show.
I haven't kicked this one yet.
All right, now that we're out of the way, let's get to the point. Buckle up, gang. Sarge has a story.
It's a short one this week.
Story of my sex tape. Throughout the history of man,
she said.
Weird shit has fallen out of the sky. Frogs. Fish. Blood. Flesh. And North Korean rockets. Mankind has struggled to explain this phenomena, and we're sure as fuck not going to solve this tonight. But damn it, if God doesn't smite us with a rain of used condoms, if we aren't going to give it our best shot. I'm going to turn the reins over to Jordan because he did primarily all the research.
I also want to be able to catch people off guard with this.
We're going
to
give you a quick breakdown of how this episode's going to go because it's a bit different from what we've done in the past. For two segments, we're going to talk about weird rains and what might have caused them. And then in the third segment of our show tonight, we're going to discuss what we think happened. And the winner gets to kiss Maynard right on the mouth. So God, I hope Maynard wins.
I'm really chapped right now.
He's been licking his lips for 20 minutes. I'm not sure what's going on.
Really chapped right now is also the name of my sex tape.
All right. Gentlemen.
It was cold in there.
Gentlemen. Listeners.
She was a robot.
Listeners. So, I've got some weird rains, and I've got a bonus rain that was just kind of a funny story.
But have you blessed the rains down in Africa?
I have not blessed the rains down in Africa. I apologize.
Are you experiencing malfunction?
Yeah, no, I shorted out my circuits. Weird rains. I'm going to start with frogs. Believe it or not, there's more than one instance of it raining frogs.
Aside from that stupid movie.
Are you talking about Magnolia?
Yes.
Yeah.
That wasn't a stupid movie. Magnolia was pretty fucking good. It had Dr. Steve Brule in it.
Oh, he wasn't.
Was he Steve Brule or was he John C. Reilly?
At that point, he was more like Ricky Bobby's sidekick.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that was serious Brule, I think, in that movie.
So John C. Reilly.
Like a perfect storm.
I think like a serious Steve Brule would be like a creme brulee.
All right.
Yes.
1873. Scientific American reported that in Kansas City, Missouri, frogs dropped from the sky during a storm. It's the first instance of recorded frogs being called rain. Now, it was 1873. There wasn't a lot of record about this particular instance.
You sure they didn't all just jump out of the tree?
Tree
Have
frogs.
Have you been to Kansas?
Tree no. frogs.
There's not a lot of trees.
Oh, okay.
Tree frogs. I know what he's saying. Tree frogs. I get it. But this goes into one of the theories later on, the way that people talk about this. So,
okay.
Save that for later, falling out of trees.
Put that in my pocket.
So, Minneapolis, Minnesota, pelted with frogs and toads in July of 1901. The news item stated, when the storm was at its highest, there appeared as if descending directly from the sky a huge green mass. Then followed a peculiar patter, unlike that of rain or hail. When the storm abated, the people found 3 inches deep and covering an area of more than 4 blocks, a collection of the most striking variety of frogs, so thick in some places that travel was impossible. They used to write really nicely back in the day. That was like fucking beautiful. I had to read it with a special, I put my hand out. I did gestures that you, the viewers, listeners can't see.
It was a gorgeous foretelling of the story. It was a gorgeous portrayal of the story is what I meant to say.
Yeah, people can't done right like that anymore.
No, not at all. Now we just get this fake news shit.
Oh, my terrible blog.
Yeah, true. Anyway.
Ouch, dick. You're supposed to fucking...
That's what you get. So this one's going to be the frogs that we focus on. The citizens of Napoleon. Napoleon? This
Are
is
you
a
trying
tough
to
one.
Say Napoleon?
Nope, it's Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Get with the shit falling out of the sky. Stop saying names of stuff.
A city in southern Greece was surprised one morning when in May 1981 when they awoke to find small green frogs falling from the sky. Weighing just a few ounces each, the frogs landed in trees and plopped into the streets.
Did
the Greek Meteorological Institute surmised.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is important. Did they live?
So
the frogs fell from the sky.
Correct.
And hopped around.
Correct. We're going to get to this.
Okay.
We're going to get to this. They plopped into the streets. The Greek Meteorological Institute surmised they were picked up by a strong wind. It must have been a very strong wind.
No, I've had Greek food.
As
it's definitely a strong wind.
As the species of frog was native to North Africa.
North African frogs.
In 1995, reports from the 14 Times Online, it's F-O-R-T-E-A-N.
Sounds like a very reputable source.
Nellie Straw of Sheffield, England, was driving through Scotland on holiday with her family when they encountered a severe storm. Along with the heavy rain, hundreds of frogs suddenly pelted her car.
You know, I think that we need to take a cue from our friends over the big water there. We need to stop saying vacation. I much prefer holiday.
A holiday seems like a much nicer way
you
to say vacation.
Holiday with the kids.
Right. Holiday sounds so much nicer than saying, like, oh, vacation.
Yeah, vacation sounds kind of like a
vacation, now that I say it against holiday, vacation sounds like a fucking medical procedure.
I would say that you're right. Holiday sounds far better. So these are the instances that I chose where frogs fell from the sky. I will say that researching these instances... we do claim quite a bit that frogs have fallen from the sky, yet it's really hard to find eyewitness accounts of frogs landing in people's laps. So just take note of that, gentlemen.
It's an oddly specific thing you're asking about.
No
if
shit.
If it started raining frogs, I would probably fucking run inside, not sit on my patio.
Anyway, we're so, moving.
Sorry, sorry to keep cutting you off, because this is just really fucking bizarre. So you're saying that the frogs fell from the sky and nobody saw it?
It's not that nobody saw it. It's that I can't find eyewitness accounts of frogs falling from the sky. So, like, we have this woman who said her car was pelted by frogs. Nowhere does it say the frogs fell from the sky and pelted the car. It was just that they were pelted, so maybe they jumped into the car.
Or maybe some kid was a fucking dickhead and just threw a box of frogs off the roof.
Possible. Possible. Or it could have been water spouts.
Oh, water spouts.
So,
water spouts. Water spouts!
So, we move on to fish, gentlemen. A powerful whirlwind, possibly a water spout.
Ooh, does this include sharks?
Might explain small fish rain. But it cannot account for the ones that fell in a village in India. As many as 10 people reported picking up fish that weighed as much as 8 pounds that had come crashing down on them. In February 1861, folks in Singapore reported a rain of fish following an earthquake. How could the two possibly correlate there?
An earthquake?
Correct. In Singapore. I'm thinking Tsunami.
No, it's tsunami. Tsunami.
Tsunami, tsunami. It's like potato, potato, right?
Yep. There's very few words where the T is silent and they all sound wrong.
Yeah, right. They do.
Like Paul Songus. Why put the T in there at all if you're not going to say it?
Golfers dread gathering clouds of rain that might ruin their game, but imagine the consternation of several duffers in Bournemouth, England.
Please don't call them duffers. It sounds just fucking wrong.
In 1948, who received a shower of herring?
I quite like herring, though, so I wouldn't necessarily be super disappointed about that.
Priests often pay, you know, they do that too.
Now the robot brothel doesn't sound like such a fucking bad idea, does it?
Priests often pray for blessings from above.
It's not a sin if it's Windows 95.
In 1966, Father Leonard Bourne was dashing through a downpour across a courtyard in northern Sydney, Australia, when a large fish fell from the sky and landed on his shoulder. The priest nearly caught it as it slid down his chest, but it squirmed away and fell to the ground. That was flooded.
That sounds like a synopsis of my sex tape. Slid down my shoulder. I tried to catch it on my chest.
Slimy things on your chest, huh? That's what you like?
I'm a lonely guy.
I think there's a Reddit community for that.
Yeah, there is. And that's where... Forget it.
These things don't always happen in heavy rain. In 1989, Ipswich, Australia. Harold and Deegan's front lawn. I'm not... These are just two guys. Was covered in about 800 sardines that rained from above during a light shower. Like maybe a golden shower. Or being in Australia could have been a water spout. In this report, most unusual, in an otherwise clear sky in Chillitatchie, Alabama, in 1956, a woman and her husband watched as a small dark cloud formed in the sky. When it was overhead, the cloud released its contents, rain, catfish, bass.
I've definitely released my contents a number of times, so I can totally relate.
In bream.
I hope
all of the fish were alive. The dark cloud turned to white and then dispersed.
Wow. Wow.
I hope my iCloud never releases its contents.
All right. We're gonna take a short break. We're going to have a message from our sponsors.
And then we're going to come back with Flesh and Blood, Weird Other Rain, and a bonus story.
I got to change my iCloud password.
A bonus story?
A bonus story.
Yes.
Famous Monsters. Celebrating horror, sci-fi, and fantasy genres since 1958. Their annual magazine is available now, along with new apparel released every month. Follow them on social media at Famous Monsters and check out their entire catalog at CaptainCo.com.
All right, so welcome back to segment two. Jordan's going to cover some meat rain.
And water spouts. Now, water spouts.
Sorry.
Come in two different types. There's the big vortexes that you see, and then there's the actual formed water spouts. I think you guys noticing a theme here. Water spouts have been blamed for quite a few different theories here. These next ones can't be described by water spouts, but here we go. 1890, Popular Science News reports that blood rained down on Messignati, Calabria in Italy.
Great Slayer album.
Bird's blood.
Oh.
Bird's blood fell, and it was speculated that strong violent winds tore apart these birds, although there were no such winds reported at the time, and no other parts of the birds came down, just blood.
Maybe all those birds had their period at the same time. You know, I heard their cycles link up.
They also attract bears. All right.
Unproven. Next episode.
J. Hudson's farm in Los Nitos Township, California, endured a rain of flesh and blood for 3 minutes in 1869. The grisly fall covered several acres. 1869. That number sounds familiar to me. Oh, we'll get back to it. Have we covered something in 1869 yet?
No, I just think you're super excited about the word 69.
Yeah.
You could be.
I don't blame you. It's one of my favorite numbers.
What was the moon landing? Was that 1969? That was 1969.
1969. Yeah, it definitely wasn't 1869.
So 100 years previous.
He's just going to gloss over this, but everyone please at CG Super Jordan and remind him when the moon landing was, because he was about to say that it was 1869.
No, no, no. I just think it's funny that 100 years previous to this, we have flesh and blood raining for 3 minutes, covering several acres of this guy's farm.
Just so you know, the first guy on the moon was not Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, it was the Nazis, right?
History, y'all. It's more likely the Nazis than anyone in 1869. I'm just throwing that out there.
Unless they're time travelers.
Oh, shit. Call so, back to a Lisa Lamb episode.
So, it seems like so, so fresh in my memory for some reason. The American Journal of Science confirmed a shower of blood, fat, and muscle tissue fell on a tobacco farm in Lebanon, Tennessee. In August 1841, field workers who actually experienced this weird shower stated, "We didn't know what wet work was when we hired that guy." Wet work is pee. Field workers who stated, "We didn't know what wet work was when we hired that guy." Back page ads, wet work, pee.
Is that what that's called?
I don't know. I was just.
It sounds like you've done a little bit more thorough research than we have.
I was using the thing from Horrible Bosses where they hire the guy to do wet work. And oh,
shit.
And then
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I totally fucking missed it. Hopefully somebody in the audience grabbed that.
Oh, God. God damn it.
Sorry, I literally had no idea what the fuck you were talking about.
Anyway,
I was like,
they said they heard a rattling noise and saw drops of blood, as they supposed, from a red cloud which was flying over. So they had a red cloud dropping blood on them. Doesn't explain the muscle, fat, and tissue, but I don't know, whatever. Anyway, in other weird rains, 1881, a thunderstorm in Worcester, England brought down tons of periwinkles and hermit crabs. November 1996, in southern Tasmania, was slimed. Several residents woke up on Sunday morning after a night of violent thunderstorms to find strange, white, clear, jelly-like substances.
Was it
an
episode of You Can't Do That on Television?
Apparently it had rained either fish eggs or baby jellyfish.
Or, and hear me out here, a really wild porn shoot. Was it God's bukkake?
What if a giant sneezed? Anyway.
Is that how the Virgin Mary got pregnant?
Gesundheit?
God just came out of the sky, literally.
Oh, God.
Maybe when they talk about an angel came to Mary...
Maybe the angel actually came on her.
I mean, an angel came to Mary. We got this. Guys, we just solved...
we solved Immaculate Conception.
With weird rain. Anyway, a Korean fisherman trolling off the coast of the Falkland Islands was knocked unconscious by a single frozen squid that fell from the sky.
That's what he gets for trolling.
And bonked him on the head.
Oh my God!
Squidward.
It's just one.
Did anybody get that?
Why does this make me laugh so hard?
In July 2001, a red rain fell on Kerala, India. First, it was thought to be a meteor was responsible for the strange colored rain, but analysis showed the water was filled with fungal spores. Still, where did all those red spores come from and to be rained down in such concentration?
Aliens.
From 1982 to 1986, kernels of corn rained down in several houses in Evans, Colorado. Tons of it, according to Gary Bryan, one of the residents. Oddly, there was no cornfields in the area that might account for the strange phenomenon, but it could have been a tornado. Much like a waterspout. In August 2001, in Wichita, Kansas, areas experienced an unexplained rain of corn husks. The news reported that thousands of dried corn leaves fell over East Wichita, from about Central Ave to 37th North, along Woodlawn Boulevard on the east, and about 20 to 30 inches long.
That is absolutely not ever going to be the name of my sex tape.
Each about 20 to 30 inches long? Or Woodlawn Boulevard and on east?
All of those things.
Got it. In 1877, Several 1-foot-long alligators fell on J.L. Smith's farm in South Carolina, landed unharmed, and started crawling around, as reported by the New York Times.
That's... So much is happening in the world that's stupid and weird.
All right, so here's where we're at. The whole reason that this happened was from a Twitter follower. If I was better prepared, I would have had his DM up already, but I, of course, failed on that. So, shout out to @_CoachLou for giving us the Kentucky Meat Shower.
Kentucky Meat Shower, everyone. Get your ass on fucking
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. We need this as a sex act.
And gave her the old Kentucky Meat Shower last night.
Exactly, exactly. A group sex act, even.
Maybe several people gave several other people Kentucky Meat Showers. Let's not just limit it to one person. Group sex act, that's perfect. So, the Kentucky Meat Shower. This sadly has a very plausible explanation and makes me sad.
I don't even care because it gave us the name Kentucky Meat Shower, and that is so much better than whatever you're going to say next.
So, the Kentucky Meat Shower was a rain of tissue in 1876.
I remember when I was 13 and I first, like, really got into beating off. There was definitely a rain of tissue then, too.
Use a tube sock like a real man.
I chafe easily. Fuck you. I needed Puffs Plus.
It was a clear March morning in Bath County, Kentucky in 1876 when meat started falling from the sky. Meat, gentlemen. Between 11 and 12 o'clock, I was in my yard and not more than 40 steps from my house. A local farmer's wife named Mrs. Crouch told local reporters there was a light wind coming from the west, but the sky was clear and the sun was shining brightly. Without any prelude or warning of any kind, and exactly under these circumstances, the shower commenced. You okay?
Yeah, I was just wiping my nose.
Got it. You got all hot and bothered by the meat shower?
No, I use Kleenexes differently now that I've discovered paper towels.
Not just any shower, a shower of fresh raw meat. Some lumps as light as a snowflake, and others that reached 3 inches in length.
That is definitely the name of my sex tape.
Of course, this woman knows what 3 inches in length is.
Hey-o!
Three
inches in length of meat falling from the sky.
And for several minutes, Mrs. Crouch and her husband watched as the unusual downpour fell around them. It finally ceased, leaving the sky as clear and sunny as it had been before.
I feel bad for kids who hadn't seen snow before, so they go outside to stick their tongue out.
So...
It would really ruin that scene from Charlie Brown's Christmas special.
So, gentlemen, here we go. There was an immediate disagreement on what the meat was. Several said it was beef, as it was similar in color and had a similar smell. Other local hunters disagreed, claiming that it had a greasy feel that most resembled a bear. To end the debate once and for all, several...
Time out. Did you say bears are greasy?
Bear meat apparently is greasy, yes.
That is so racist. Against bears, obviously.
Speciest?
So what year was this?
Or something.
The year was 1876.
Okay.
It was a clear day unlike any other. What? Really? Nope. Like any other. It was a clear day in 1876, just like any other. But to end
just
the debate...
Just like any other day in 1876?
Yeah, right. Just
were there observers from this time period that could speak to that?
The fuck? Dude, it's a weird...
Just a weird kid with an almanac who's like, oh, still sunny.
So, yeah. So to end the debate once and for all, a few brave men skilled in hunting and dressing meat decided they would take it upon themselves and taste some of this meat.
Maybe sniff it a little.
Anything that comes from the sky? Well, it smelled like beef is what they said, remember? We have already discussed this. A detail or two before.
I've smelled a lot of things that smell like beef.
Anything that comes from
beef.
The sky that looks like meat, I can't say that I would want to taste it.
If it looks like meat and it smells like meat, just shove it in your mouth.
Name of your sex tape.
I just totally set you up for that one. That was my fault.
So, you walked into it, sir? Anyway, the only way I'm going to take meat that's falling out of the sky and eat it is if it's a fucking fully dressed ribeye and it falls on a plate. Just putting that out there. I'm not going to take meat from the ground and be like, well, I will taste this and fall on my sword for the rest of you.
Doesn't all meat theoretically come from the ground? Because when you shoot it, it's not going up.
Anyway, to end the debate, these gentlemen took a few pieces, cooked it, and ate it, and they've come to the conclusion that it was either venison or mutton.
Both are delicious, so you kind of win either way.
Unsatisfied with the conflicting opinions, a local butcher took a bite, and according to him, the meat was none of the above, claiming it tasted neither like flesh, fish, or fowl.
Which brings us back to God's dick theory.
So, theories for where this comes from, before I tell you what the actual final theory was that most people have accepted and settled on.
In the 1970s, a whale washed up on a beach. People filled that whale with fucking dynamite and blew it up.
I was going to say, that's what I thought of, that freaking whale.
I think it's human ingenuity trying to deal with a whale problem. And it did, the crosswinds caught it, and it blew all the way to, where's the story take place again?
Kentucky. But this was in 1876.
Dynamite didn't exist. No, dynamite, nitroglycerin, yes, and dynamite existed then.
Yeah, but this wasn't the whale.
How do we know that?
No, they probably were like blowing up.
No, I'm not saying the fucking whale came back in time from the 1970s. I'm saying this isn't the first time somebody tried to blow up a whale.
In the middle of Kentucky?
Do you remember when we were in Michigan?
I'm just saying, in the middle of Kentucky, you're going to blow up a whale in Kentucky?
No, I fucking said they blew it up on the coast and a crosswind caught some bits of whale shit and threw it across the fucking country.
That's a long way for whale blubber to travel.
It's true.
It's a shorter length than fucking 600 miles for frogs.
No, it is not.
From the coast.
From like Worcester to...
Oh, from like the East Coast?
Yeah, from the East... Well, where did you think I was talking about?
The jet stream doesn't
blow
that
way. Dude, the jet stream goes the opposite way.
But this got blown
up. I'm with Maynard on this one. You sound like an asshole right now.
This got blown up with nitroglycerin, so it could have...
blowing up a whale in North Carolina and having the thing
Well, it's not a serious fucking theory.
No.
I didn't do any fucking testing on this.
There was a piss of tailwind that day.
Wicked piss of fucking tailwind.
I'm just picturing it happening. That's just so, making me laugh.
There's
somebody, some guy like sneaking up on a fucking several, dead whale gym and a goddamn right, stick of dynamite and its blowhole.
So there's several theories on what this meat
it's
was.
It's a baby whale,
they sent
kid.
It out to different places. Scientists... couldn't find that it was conclusive. It was the one guy said it might have been Gnostic, which grows on the ground, and then when it rains, it becomes jelly-like and whatever. Either way, it was eventually sent off some of these saved pieces, and it was found that it was lung tissue, muscle fibers.
If somebody had stuck some dynamite in a whale's blowhole. I'm just saying my theory's got legs.
So anyway,
whales don't have legs.
Anyway,
but they got lungs. They fucking got lungs, you motherfuckers.
There was even some theories when this first came out that a meteor must have been the cause. Now I'm going to explain to you this theory because when I read it, I was fucking blown away at how stupid people were back then. 1876. Now this is literally 140 years.
Wait, you mean the people who are fucking 12 years away from deciding that black people were only three-fifths a person? Stupid? Mind-blowing.
Wait till you hear this theory. A meteor from the asteroid belt came through and hit a meat belt.
There's a meat belt?
And take everything I just said back.
And showered meat down onto the earth. First of all, the meat was not cooked. It had to be trimmed and cooked. So entering the earth's atmosphere, if it didn't burn up,
I'm sorry. That's your problem with the story?
Well,
that's your problem.
The meat
it's
belt,
not
I figured
the meat
was, belt. The meat belt was...
It's the meat not being singed by our atmosphere.
I figured the meat was self-explanatory. The meat belt around the earth.
Fair enough.
So the asteroid belt releases an asteroid that becomes a meteor that crashes through the meat belt and splatters the Earth with meat.
This is my favorite.
So this is a theory. Other theories included strong winds.
Jupiter's fucking butcher shop.
Or a type of cyanobacteria that forms colonies surrounded by protected.
I'm sorry, I gotta take you guys on a journey for a second. Just imagine some fucking immigrant flying out into space, and his wife's yelling at him like, "No one's gonna buy beef up here, Jupiter. just let me live my dream, Dorothy."
So Gnostic apparently is known to swell up when it rains, but it's inconspicuous when dry.
Just like my grandpa's knees.
It's also got some colorful nicknames like Star Jelly, Witch's Butter, and Star Slubber, which I'm not sure where that comes from.
Slubber.
So anyway, the true and accepted theory for this, before we start to deliver some of our own theories for meat rain.
Besides God's cum.
Two species of vulture are known to live in Kentucky. The black vulture, Corygipsis archarus, and the turkey vulture, Carthetis aura, are both known to projectile vomit their stomach contents away as either a defense mechanism or to make themselves light enough to fly. They also both fly in Congress in big groups.
Flocks.
Flocks of vultures were regurgitating meat down on these people in Kentucky.
Which is why you should never taste any meat that comes from the sky.
So,
if there's one lesson you learn from this episode, guys, don't eat sky meat.
Unless you order it from Sky Mall, in which case, by all means, go ahead. That shit's probably tasty. All right, so to give you your bonus story before we theorize and talk about some of the other theories. I broke Sarge, everybody. I broke Sarge.
Oh, fucking shit.
In the 1990s, gentlemen, there was a strange rain that fell. And it hit a Japanese...
The candy rain?
Boat. And it sunk the Japanese boat.
Did it inspire this song by Garbage, "I'm Only Happy When It Rains"?
Oh.
I'm only happy when it rains. Anyway, so a strange rain. Cows fell from the sky into the ocean and sunk a Japanese fishing boat.
Like a whole fucking cow, or just like...
A whole cow fell from the sky, put a hole through the boat, and sunk the fishing boat.
It's like Twister.
Or, gentlemen, not like Twister at all.
Or somebody with a really fucking bitchin' catapult.
That'd be fucking great, wouldn't it? Just
those goddamn kids and their fucking African frogs and just catapults.
All of a sudden, it's just...
The cow jumped over the moon. Yes, it did.
Dairy cows.
It's a trebuchet, thank you very much.
This milk's sour. Get rid of the fucking cow.
So at first the story goes the fishermen were arrested for trying to perpetrate an insurance scheme. Because why would someone off the eastern coast of Japan claim a cow wrecked their fishing boat?
Oh my god. That was the theory they went with. The ocean is not unpredictable and dangerous enough. They were like, you know what'll work? Steve, go to the fucking crow's nest. Bring the cow with you.
So
this is my favorite episode.
So the story, however, they were held. They were held in prison until the story was verified. I mean, how do you verify? Did the insurance adjuster go, "Well, shit, that's a cow-shaped hole in that boat"?
Ridiculous.
They're in there like Dexter with the blood splatter tools going, "All right, well, the cow fell from like over here."
This pattern is consistent with a trebuchet and a dairy cow for sure.
This is actually very simple. There's very simple explanation for this.
The cow.
A Russian A Russian transport plane was carrying stolen cattle.
There it is.
It's always the Russians.
Yuri, did you leave door open? Fuck, we dropped cow.
The stolen cattle was flying over. The plane carrying the stolen cattle was flying overhead. Movement of the herd threw the plane off balance. In order
there
to
was a herd on the plane, the whole herd on the plane.
In order to avoid crashing, they opened the loading bay and tossed out the cows.
Sorry, Nelly.
Plane is wobbly. Drop cows.
So they dropped the cows out. The cows landed in the water below, sinking this Japanese fishing vessel. True story or hoax, you decide. One investigation traced the story back to a Russian television comedy series. If this was all a prank show like fucking Impractical Jokers, well done, Russia. I want to be a party to some of those pranks.
Yuri, look. It's Japanese fishing boat. Pushko.
Listen, 90% of the 90% of weird rains, be it frogs or fish or meat, can all be attributed to strong or violent winds, maybe water spouts. I'm going to poke a hole in this by saying a water spout.
Name of my sex tape.
Poke a hole. This is... The name of the sex tape has a byline called Sarge Has a Baby, but regardless.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to poke a hole in this real quick. Water spouts and tornadoes are very similar. Water spouts, water spouts, water spouts, water spouts. And tornadoes are very similar in characteristics. There's two types. There's one that creates a full spout and downspout. That connects to the water or the ground. And then there's these supercells that form in the sky but never really do anything. They carry up to winds up to 310 miles an hour. And they travel somewhere between 20 to 30 miles an hour on average. Fastest known going 60 miles an hour. But they don't last more than 10 minutes. That's, I think, the longest you'll see is a 10-minute tornado/water spout. So... The reason I bring this up is because I'm going to go back to one particular story of frogs from northern Africa traveling 600 miles to Greece and landing in a town in Greece and say that even if a 310-mile-an-hour winds picked up frogs and threw them across an ocean to Greece and that had traveled, say, for... 60 miles an hour for 5 hours, it would have only traveled 300 miles, not the 600. It would have been another two-hour trip or an hour trip for these frogs to land, but they landed fully intact. Most of these things have fallen, been fully intact as they hit the ground. And
please
some of the eyewitness
accounts...
Please
tell me there's a picture somewhere out there of this Japanese fishing boat and a full-size fucking cow cutout in the bow of the ship.
Anyway, I don't... by the water spout or tornado theories. In fact, I think that there's some better explanations for these, because anything that falls from the sky at a decent distance probably hits the ground and goes splat. I would say, right? That would be a thing.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say 100%.
So I think this is time to kick it to a break. And when we come back, we're going to come up with the craziest theories that we can for why these animals, creatures, meat have fallen from the sky and survived.
All right.
This episode has been brought to you by www.thebrandedsports.com. Go to brandedsports.com. Check out all the stuff they got. They're a pretty fucking awesome website because they're sponsoring this fucking podcast. I apologize for all the swears, but if you're from New England, you'll understand. Thank you, and have a wonderful fucking evening. Welcome back to episode 7. I have caught my breath, and I didn't pee myself, so super kudos all around.
Would have been another weird rain had you peed yourself.
It would have been a total weird rain.
Just because you're, I mean, we're in your basement.
If we all pulled our dicks out at the same time, it would have been a meat shower. Just throwing that out there. Okay, so...
Also the name of your sex tape.
Just throwing that out there? Yes, it is. All right.
Sarge, you had quite a few sex tapes.
An extensive library of me sexing stuff.
Not Bailey J.
Well, she's not answering my DMs because she won't follow me. Guys,
I don't believe, I can't believe the fucking Chrissy Teigen has come around and Bailey J is still just not following.
I'll be honest
you.
With you. I've been working on Miss Teigen for about 2 years.
So. Could you rephrase that for me?
Nothing I'm going to say doesn't sound dirty. Miss Teigen, I admire you as a woman and as a mother and as a wife, and thank you for following me.
Did you see how she's like, all these like cooks are now talking about how she was mixing kimchi with her bare hands?
All I know is that she said, "Hi, bastard," and I nearly threw up.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I cook with my bare hands. She just got in there, man. She just got in there. And
Chrissy Teigen called me a bastard.
Made some stuff.
I always cook with my bare hands.
Right? But I just
don't you dare judge Chrissy Teigen. Let's go on. Let's move on.
Nobody judged her.
You sounded judgy.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't get what the criticism is.
All right, Maynard, what's your theory?
She wasn't serving it to hundreds
of people.
Don't
talk about Miss Teigen.
We were sticking up for her, man.
Yeah, no, this is, you're really sensitive.
I'm just trying to protect.
Is this because Miss Teigen follows you and Bailey J does not?
I don't want to lose my favorite follower.
Wow, that is really, there are so many, like.
Yes, but Chrissy Teigen, I've been trying to get her to follow
but
me
you
for
got,
2 years.
But you've got people like Brunette Bohemian. And
she's just dangerously violent sometimes. I'm afraid of her more than anything.
I made the comment the other day that her hair might have supernatural powers. I'm not quite sure if she appreciated it or not.
She's basically Rapunzel.
I would feel like her hair would have like woodland creatures and maybe some sort of power.
It's not so much hair as it is like thin tentacles coming from the top of her head.
Like Medusa, but
I'm guessing they have supernatural powers. I think you're right.
Well, then you've also got like Nonchalant Nacho.
She's one of my favorites for sure.
Also Bohemian Rhapsodies. That's what Bohemian Rhapsodies.
Nonchalant Nacho. We can just
we're
friends. We can use an at. All right, let's do our fucking theories.
Well, hold on, but you also have Boyd's Backyard. He follows you.
Boyd is a solid follow, and he was the one I was extremely proud of before somebody with 10 million followers followed me.
I'm just saying you've...
I adore Boyd, don't get me wrong.
She's
and
been
Jeremy
a follow
London
of yours for like
one?
3 weeks.
Did you say she?
Miss Teigen? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She's been a follower of yours for like 3 weeks now.
Not
and she's
even.
Already
it's
your favorite?
Just like a week and a half.
She said hi to you and you melted into a puddle and now she's your favorite?
She is married to John Legend.
The guy's last name is Legend. I have to give her that.
Right? Okay. Maynard, your theory.
On what?
What do you think caused the rain?
Which one?
All of them.
Them.
What is behind
this
mysterious rain? This
is all tied together, man. This is all connected.
Oh, you think this is all
this goes all the way to the fucking top.
Wow.
Do you need time, Maynard?
I might, but I mean, it could. All right.
Well, so Jordan, you got a theory queued up?
I mean, I'm gonna go with UFOs. Because if UFOs, right? Like you just think like we've got normal theories for all this stuff, but like red clouds show up. Disappear and drop their goodies on the ground. What if that was just like a UFO with red lights making the clouds glow red? And then they're like, these fucking stupid humans and dropping stuff. I mean, like, I'm thinking like crazy because we already decided that it's not strong winds or water spouts or tornadoes. So maybe it's aliens just fucking with us because they can.
So aliens are just airdropping shit all over the United States.
Right, like fish.
In the world, honestly.
Yeah, the world, yeah, like the world. Fish, frogs.
They're like, you know what? These frogs from northern Africa would look really good.
I mean,
Greece.
Frogs have been known to migrate in gigantic colonies.
So they're really, they jumped really far, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, what if there was, I mean, they swim.
So we got two
swim.
Theories. One is that frogs jumped 600 miles
no,
into
no, no,
Greece.
No. I didn't say jumped. They can swim. Frogs can swim.
Well,
what
year was this in Greece?
Oh, shit.
1881?
1869.
Wow.
What? No, that was a whole different... There, I gave a lot of dates, guys. This is like fucking
look,
history
look,
class.
So many
the frogs,
dates.
What if the frogs all like were like on like a boat that was going from... From,
Maynard, please
Africa
hold your theory until the end.
Jordan? You just asked me for mine.
You did just ask for his theory. You know, yeah. If we wanted to go through like one at a time, we could. But I think specifically on these frogs that had to travel 600 miles, jumping on a boat's not a bad idea.
What if a bunch of them just, like, had babies in, like the hull of a boat or something, and they got over there, and they get onto the... get over there to Greece, and then they all just start hopping all over the place. It's going to look like they're falling from the sky if they're all just coming out of the, you know. They're looking to get off that boat. What if they all get up on the top of the boat, and they're all just...
Or maybe this is an asshole kid with a catapult again.
Could be.
That's what I'm saying. But where fucking do you trebuchet?
Where do you get like thousands of frogs to like drop in a fucking
on a boat?
You want 1,000 frogs? I'll get you 1,000 frogs by 3 p.m.
Guys, what if? What if this is a bigger plan here, right? Hear me out. These different varieties of animals all used the Acme company. Much like Wile E. Coyote.
Right.
And they were chasing different other animals. And their balloons tied to their backs, and they're flying in the air.
Were there any large tunnels painted on the sides of rocks?
None that were documented around the same time.
All right.
But I'm just saying, I mean, what if they strapped rockets to their back?
Yeah.
So maybe the Looney Tunes theory, we'll just start postulating Looney Tunes theory.
Okay, you ready for mine?
Maynard, I mean, are you good? We have, I mean, the one I'm really concerned about is the strange alligators falling in North Carolina.
I got one that'll answer all of these.
Is it the Illuminati? Because I can't deal with that right now.
No. It's none of that nonsense. It's fucking believable. My theory's believable.
I think more things fell out of the sky in North Carolina to launch these alligators. I'm thinking it was like an alien pod or...
Right, so aliens.
Right. It could have been. Or a giant meteor.
Okay.
Or what if the Nazis are fucking with people from the moon?
Could be. Or if somebody if blew Nazis... up a whale and all the stuff.
And
like...
it captured an eastward wind, yes. Traveled around the Earth, and back.
It was like the Loogie in Seinfeld. and it did a 180.
Yeah, it just... Like the magic bullet theory. I totally get it.
One magic loogie.
It's like a Caddyshack 2 with Jackie Hightoony and Slice where it comes right back at him.
Yes, yeah, so he turns him
so
at the
crowd.
He has
to turn around and so that it slingshots the other way.
Wow, we might be the only two people that ever quoted Caddyshack 2.
Including Jackie Hightoony.
Randy Quaid was amazing in that movie, though.
It was such a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't think that was Randy Quaid.
That one was Randy Quaid.
Oh, right, the lawyer. That's right.
Then I hit him with a fucking baseball bat.
You know my problem. You know what my problem with Maynard is? Is every time he gets it's a name right, a and you're movie. Like, and you're like, no, nah, that can't be that fucking person. But it's actually that fucking person.
It's always the fucking weirdest person that you think it is. All right, so you ready for my theory?
I don't know.
Fucking buckle up, guys. This is serious.
In charge of another story. We don't have a lot of time left.
Spontaneous reptilian ejaculation.
Reptiles ejaculating other reptiles?
Think about the power of an entire school of frogs, because I don't know what a cluster of them would be referred to. Ejaculating at the same time with the same force. Being shot into the fucking sky by their ejaculate and landing in Greece. Dude, they came so hard. Launched across the great expanses of the Mediterranean Ocean, landing in a foreign nation full, chock fucking full of gyros.
So, Euros.
Don't spell it fucking gyro if you want me to pronounce it hero. Just you put a fucking H in there.
It's a soft yay.
No, euros, not heroes.
So is Kanye West. So, no, he's not soft. He's got two kids. He's doing okay.
We think they're his kids.
Well, they don't exactly look like Kim.
What are you saying? They don't have huge asses?
Yeah, duh. Oh,
fair enough.
No, I'm saying it was like a, you know, a collaborated.
So these
ejaculation.
Frogs, these frogs were like, dude, you know what I really want to do right now? I want to try and come so hard that I actually lift myself up out of the water.
No, so here's what I think. I think that the reptiles have all been getting together, and they were trying to do like the early version of SpaceX, where they just wanted to do like a third party reach in space. They didn't want to go through the government, so they were like, what if we combine our boners and shoot straight up into the fucking sky?
Like rocket boner.
Rocket boners. All I'm saying is, there's a porn channel called Wood Rocket. What did they make shit out of back in the 1800s? Wood. I'm cracking this fucking wide open. I'm going on Reddit.
So,
or fucking 8chan.
Frog cum.
Frog cum. And gator cum, too. We don't know how hard they can come. No one has fucking researched frog boners before.
I'm not going to Google that. I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is, if a flea can jump like 30 times its own height, what's to say a frog can't fucking squeege all the way up the sky into a cloud?
So anyway, Maynard had the theory.
You're discounting this.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
hand.
You right
you're
now.
Not even giving me a
Maynard had the theory of tree frogs, and it's been actually well documented that in periods where there's a natural disaster, like an earthquake.
Have we fucking researched the velocity of their ejaculate? No.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are you going to sit there with a fucking radar gun and have it be like, Mr. Frog, can you just spank it real quick? Just
no, but I'm also not a fucking scientist.
So I'm going to get you a radar gun.
If I had a fucking degree, I might consider it.
I'm going to get you a radar gun, and then I'm going to let you set it up behind your basement in your spank sanctuary.
I can't do it in the fucking basement because if that frog is going to come as hard as I think it's going to, it's going to blow a fucking hole in my wall. Do you want to patch the hole? Because I don't want to fucking do it. We'll do it out in the backyard.
Do we know that frogs can actually even do that?
Can frogs ejaculate? Of course, everybody ejaculates.
Everybody.
Yeah, except for like Bob Dole, but he took pills and now he can.
Frog ejaculate.
If we're going to entertain a meat shower, we might as well talk about frog ejaculation.
Listen, we're not the ones entertaining the meat shower. Whatever happens behind closed doors with 30 other people in a room on a futon has nothing to do with us here in this room.
It's always a futon. It's because you can throw it out after and not feel bad about it.
Listen, I'm not going to go with frog ejaculate. For some reason, just saying the words...
All right. So
I think aliens.
Let's end the show. We're gonna do a contest for anyone who can tell us how many times we said the word water spout, which I cued with a bell.
You missed a few of those.
If any of you can tell us how many times we said the word water spout in this episode and be accurate. Fuck you guys, I'm doing it. It doesn't apply anymore, you dick.
No, it does. Anytime you say it.
You said it.
If anybody can tell us how many times we said the word waterspout, the first person to at @C_G_supernormal, you will win a special prize where the cast of Citizens Guide to the Supernormal will read to you personally.
Any children's story.
Not any children's story, you fucking asshole. Don't you fucking jump the gun, all right?
I'm throwing out ideas because you're really, this dramatic pause is killing me.
We're going to read The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, that's a good story.
As a family.
One. But the problem is The Night Before Christmas, this episode will air...
On the 17th?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
17th
that's
is a Monday.
Episode,
I did the research.
That's episode 6. We're on episode 7 right now.
All right, well, we'll read you something else.
So
stop being a fucking dick about it.
That won't launch until the new year.
Well, then we'll read to you Hop on Pop. Well, oh, the places you'll go. It'll be a Dr. Seuss number for sure. Water spout.
Those have a lot of words.
All right. Thank you for listening to Citizen's Guide to the Supernormal. We hope
can
you
we just buy them
episode.
A t-shirt? I would much rather buy them a Citizen's Guide t-shirt.
We should get them a shirt with a water spout on it.
Okay, well, Jordan's going to... Fuck you guys, you goddamn assholes. All right, fine. Jordan's buying you a shirt.
Listen, the water spout theory
was
yours. All right,
so anybody who could tell us how many times, fucking assholes. Anytime someone can tell us how many times we have said the word water spout, we will buy you a fucking CG t-shirt.
Now, is it water spout?
You're going to have to count all this bullshit when you do the editing, you fucking...
Does it count if I spell it? W-A-T-E-R-S-P-O-U-T.
That's just one.
No, it doesn't count. All right. Thank you for listening to the show. Hope you guys have an amazing, hope you guys had an amazing holiday by this point, and a happy new year. And we'll be back when I'm exactly 1 year older, because my birthday is right after New Year's Day.
Water spout.